Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome into a very special episode of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and the podcast sponsored by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, and welcome into the road home stop number 3, and that's a physical stop at Peak Insurance. We're actually recording this podcast inside the place that we have called home since right before the Christmas holidays. And we're joined by Chuck Eiler, who is the president of Peak Insurance, former chamber board chair, gracious enough. Maybe he said it on a whim one day. He said, oh, well, if you guys need a place to go, you can come here and we won't leave. We might not leave even after the new facility is done. But Chuck, thanks, number one, for your generosity in sharing your space with our staff and your staff, but thanks for joining us on the podcast here today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. And yeah, you guys showed up a little bit like a puppy dog looking for a home. And here you are. We still haven't adopted you out later. So now it's been a great experience for us having you guys here. And of course, you know, a little bit. I don't feel like we're giving up anything. We've had some great foot traffic the Chamber's brought in, and just glad to have you guys and glad to be a part of helping you get to where you need to go next.
Well, we'll talk about the fraternity house setup that we have here because we're one of three businesses that are inside of this facility, and we'll touch on that more later. But I guess sometimes we as business leaders and owners and operators, what have you, you can get put into a very regimented daily routine. And sometimes stepping outside of that routine, however you happen to do it, can prove to be beneficial. So you all had, a well-oiled machine running here, and then all of a sudden this other operation comes inside that. You were touching a second ago on the benefits to that. What did you notice through that process that you've been able to even ingrain in your own business after watching another business move inside your office and start to do the work they do?
Well, you guys were and are going through transitions. And, other than getting used to a little less elbow room around here, we got to see fully what the Chamber has to execute on a daily basis. And I remember there was a month in particular, you guys had three of your biggest events of the year back to back to back. And felt like, even when I saw you, it was like, hey, bye, and you guys were, I know that pressure cooker too, as a business owner, when we've got a lot going on, everyone seems frazzled and frantic. And so it was interesting to watch that. And then also how everything got executed. And at the end of the day, everything was fine. And you guys did a great job, as you always do, executing on the things that you set out to do. And everybody's shoulders went back down, right? And I think, in business, we all go through these cycles. And if for nothing else, David, not only did you guys execute that well, but it's nice to see you feel like you can commiserate with somebody, because we go through the same stuff, right? Our staff is busy and we look frantic. Right now, literally everyone is training on our brand new client management system. So every button that they push that they've been used to pushing for the last 5 years to manage our clients is changing, and we're switching to a new system. And so they're all frantically downstairs in training and complaining and sweating. And, you'll get to see the other side of that, which is, how do we navigate change, and, how are we going to execute it? And, hopefully that looks as well executed as you guys made it look.
So you have been involved now with Peak Insurance, taking over the company 10 years ago. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So within that 10 years, you've had an opportunity to study different business models, different insurance agencies, other businesses that may not do insurance, but it's something about the operational function of that business that may have been intriguing to you. As you have kind of taken all of those different experiences and molded them into what your company is today, how much of a value do you put on that process of studying others outside of yourself?
Yeah, I'm fortunate in the world of insurance, we get to insure businesses. So I have a lot of conversations with business owners and get to kind of look, behind the curtains a little bit and see what's going on. And, the people that I think do it the best, and this is nothing new, but it's they have the best team around them, that actually execute the ideas. And I am fortunate and blessed to have, Andrea Morrison, Brittany Bird, Debbie Penuel. I can name my whole staff. I'll probably get myself in trouble, but I've got Stacy Gretka and the Winston operation. So we've grown and now have agencies across the state, and we continue to grow. And the only reason that I'm able to do that is that I have just really, really great people that execute things. And so rather than asking myself every time we have a new idea or we want to execute something, what I need to do, I start asking who in this business is the right person to execute this, and really try to delegate and deflect as much as I can. And that kind of keeps the wheel running because I tend to be a bottleneck, right, as at the head of the organization. And I know you found the same thing in the chamber. You know, you've hired a couple of people recently, and, you know, I'm watching your organization grow, and you're going through the same process. And I see, you know, it's we have an event coming up. Who is going to execute this? You know, everybody has a job. And just who I think the businesses that succeed the most are best able to navigate that and really calculate, you know, the strength of the team.
Yeah.
And not the strength of the individual.
Well, and I think that this whole entire circumstance for us, selling our building, having the necessary timing to move to another facility while our new facility is being built out, it couldn't have come at a better time for us. And that might not seem like that on the surface because of the chaos that you have been describing. Since we have been here, we moved into this facility in mid-December-ish. I think that's when we dropped off the first box.
Yeah.
And we still continue to bring the boxes, interestingly enough. But when we came here in mid-December, Patrick Setzer, our director of member engagement, had been on staff for about 2 months,
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of set that context. Since that point, Katie Green left our staff to open Birdie's Coffee and Treats over on 321, and we're so excited for
delicious
her success.
Coffee, by the way.
Absolutely, and wonderful local sourcing of the treats as
absolutely.
Well. My dog even likes the dog treats. I haven't tried them myself, but Katie transitioned away right after the first of the year, so we were. Immediately in a hiring process and brought Ethan Walton over from Hivetrax to fill Katie's spot, and Katie still works with us some as a consultant. Not too long after that, Wisteria White, longtime chamber mainstay, had an opportunity to advance professionally with a different business in town with Blue Cross Blue Shield and take over their customer service aspect, which she did so well for us. So now not only did we hire one person who came with us fairly new, we brought in another person who was brand new to only then have the institutional memory of our organization transitioning away and knowing that we were going to need to fill that. So for us, it was really interesting to see what roles and responsibilities look like in a different operation. And I know I shared this with you as we were bringing Patrick into the fold. I watched your relationship with Andrea and said, wow, that is what a strong person from an operational standpoint can look like. And we sorely needed that. And so we were able to inform some of our HR decisions about not only what we were looking for in future candidates, but how they would then blend with our staff and moving roles to fit the person. We were able to inform that decision or those decisions based on watching somebody else do it. We would not have had that opportunity otherwise, and I don't know that we would have made the same decisions or we would have set up the organization the same had we not taken a second to say, before we rush into this, let's look and see how somebody else does it. Our businesses could not be any more different, but at the end of the day, we're servicing customers.
Yep.
We're in relationship businesses, and watching the internal relationships that make the external relationships work was invaluable for us.
Well, thanks for that. And Andrea, obviously, you know, deserves my highest praise. She is my right hand most days. And, you know, I really feel like I'm really doing my job well when I walk into her office and she says, get out, you know, like just get out of her way. Right. And
she does that politely most of the
she
time.
She does.
Right.
She does. She is the controller and really has, you know, a good understanding of every little piece that's going on. And it's been really, she was not in that position when I first came into the business. Right. This is an example of seeing someone with talent and elevating them and growing them in the business. And there were things, David, that 7 years ago, you know, she was absolutely afraid of or didn't want to do or thought I could never do, right? Hiring people, firing people, you know, just authoritative things. making tough decisions. And now she's literally grown to the point, and I hope that that she feels enabled to do this, but she's grown to the point where she knows I trust her with those things. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot of decisions to be made, you know, in an organization that's growing statewide, and I can't make all of them. You know, again, I never want to be the bottleneck, but I'm grateful to her, and she's really grown into that role. And I'm glad that it was something that you guys witnessed, because sometimes it's hard to explain, right? Yep. This is the thing. I can try to explain. Everyone talks about you need a good operations manager. You need to have people in your business. But it is different when you see it and you see the day-to-day interaction, and you guys were able to kind of absorb something that I'm just grateful for, feel blessed more than anything for. So, I think that's been awesome. It pushed our team a little bit to have you guys here, right? There's more people in the building. You know, everybody's out of their comfort zone a little bit. You know, we're kind of navigating some new things, and you know, this was in my daily journal that I keep, a weekly planner, but it was a quote from Michael Hyatt. It says, "The most interesting things happen just on the other side of your comfort zone." And you and I have had this conversation before. You know, I've talked about kind of being at a 7 stress level, right? And yeah, that's when I know that I'm growing. If I get to a 10, it's like I got to pull back. But if I'm at a 5, I wonder if I'm pushing myself enough, right? And I know what you're going through right now with the chamber. You're growing, you know, you're taking on new things. You're adding staff. You're putting yourself in a new location. And that's very uncomfortable. But I know that you see the big vision. And this is the hardest thing. And your job, of course, is to continue to share the vision with everybody, that this is going to be uncomfortable. We got to get used to being uncomfortable. But on the other side of that is growth.
Right.
And that is something I think I'm watching you guys execute well, and I hope that my staff is watching it too. You guys are in transition, in leased space, or you're living in someone else's house, and you're waiting on the new building. You're still having to execute all of the events and things. You're hiring people. I mean, every time you and I have a conversation, it's one more change, and everyone's a little uncomfortable. But guess what? Everybody's growing.
Yeah,
I think that's the value of it. And I hope that we're witnessing that on the other end of this, David.
Yeah, well, and I think the other thing that comes from that too is just the assurance that there is a working model that says that when you do push, when you do push the edge of the envelope or move yourself into uncomfortable territory, just as you did in growing your business from the one that you bought from Parterre years ago to now having multiple locations all over the state and a continually growing portfolio, you made it through. And sometimes I think that's where we get caught in growth mindset opportunities where you go, well, you know, I can predict what I see today. I know what will be here tomorrow. And if I just leave well enough alone, we can ride things out on a very even keel. And sometimes that's necessary, right?
Yeah.
But there are other times where you need to see something that reminds you that take a chance, a well thought out chance, maybe. It's not like we're just, you know, throwing caution to the wind and throwing darts at the board and moving like that. But
some days it feels like that.
And some days it does feel like that. But when you are able to study and react appropriately, great things can happen. And being involved or being in a day-to-day operating mindset with somebody that's done that, and you've done that even since we've been here. You've gone through change as well. And being able to watch how that process works, not only from the decision, but then the informing of staff, the resetting of expectations, the everybody will be okay, you know, nurturing that has to go on there. I think it's all very helpful for people to see. And I would encourage others that are thinking about that next change. I would ask you to think about somebody that you can talk that through with that is a trusted advisor type, and maybe actually sit down and study how they've gone through certain operations. It's one thing to grab a drink with a buddy and say, hey, talk me through this. But it's another thing to see them in their space, see how the true reactions have been. It can be invaluable and can be the nudge that you need to make what was one time a thought in the back of your mind turn into your next operational reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are CEO groups. There are we've talked about some groups, maybe even forming. And you just got back, I think, from the BBE group at the Chamber.
That's right.
And I realize that in some regards that's, you know, some lead generation and some conversations. But I think especially in this community, because I find it a little harder in Winston-Salem and Raleigh, right, to have some people close to you all the time that are also running businesses, this community seems a little closer. So I think there's a great opportunity here to grab your next door neighbor and say, hey, let's talk more than once, right? Frequently. Like, let's have some conversations. What are you going through? What are you seeing? You know, how do we grow together? My best ideas come from watching other people grow, right? Mm-hmm. And getting ideas from them. And like you say, also watching them be very uncomfortable and a little spread out for a while, and then coming out the other side of that bigger and better, right? Yeah. That's really, really cool. And it gives me hope that, hey, man, I can do it too, right?
Yep. We have to give some love to our other roommate here who is the sponsor of this podcast, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. You know, did you know, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but they provide professional commercial real estate services for the Boone area.
Absolutely. And James,
and if you don't know it, James will tell you when you're walking up and down the stairs.
Right. That's right.
Almost in that way.
That's right.
But Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, they provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, come on by the office over here at Peak Insurance at New Market Center, or you can visit their website, AppalachianCRE.com. He was stop two. That doesn't mean he's better. You were just stop three. That's just how it worked. So as we close things out with you, Chuck, you know, there are a variety of people that are listening to this, and one of the things we wanted to do is take an opportunity to explain what we're doing, but also inform some people about some different ways of looking at their business, looking at their own setups as we're doing this. You have been through this for 10 years now of reinventing your business, taking on a little bit more, growing into different areas. And I've asked you this before. The advice that you would give to somebody who feels like they're on the precipice of that change, but is just slow to act for whatever reason. There's a hesitancy there. You've busted through a number of hesitancies. What would your advice be for those people right now that just need that push?
So that you can see, I didn't plan this. It's 7:26, right? This is today's weekly planner. It's from Walt Disney. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing.
There you go.
Like, you know, I have found that a lot of times it's the delay in action because people are busy worrying about it's not going to work out. And I'm, you know, you mentioned calculated risk. I mean, there is a part of that. But, you know, I think a lot of time the first step is just doing and realizing that you're going to kind of live in this space that's going to be out of your comfort zone. But that is what growth feels like, right? It's like exercise, right? It gets harder and then it gets easier. But, you know, you're growing, you're expanding. And I think failure to act is probably the thing that I see most people wrestling with in terms of decision making. And realize that you're going to make mistakes. You know, you're going to do the wrong thing. This thing might not work out. But the overall arc of your success, I think, bends towards success, assuming that you keep trying and you keep pushing higher and higher.
How much time do you reflect back? Like, before you're ready to take on the next thing, do you ever, like, consciously go back and think about, hey, here's where we were in 2012, and here's where we were in 2017, and now here's where we are. I think we've proven that we'll be okay.
Yeah, there is a lot of truth in, having a history of proving it, right? And I've had a lot of sleepless nights, you know, over the years of worrying about whether it's going to work out or not and worrying about failure, right? I think everyone wrestles with that. What everybody needs to hear is that's what everyone wrestles with, right? It's, can you push through that? And it does help to have a track record, right? I definitely have gained more confidence now than I had 10 years ago in doing some things because I've got more experience and I've had some more successes, but I've had a lot of failures and I've learned a lot of things from that. It may be helpful to start smaller, right? And what happens is you build momentum. So go make one small change that's good, that you feel like has a pretty good chance of succeeding, and then make another one, and then make another one, and keep reaching. You've got to kind of work yourself into it. It is like a muscle, I think, and it gets better and better and more developed. But hey, man, I'd be lying to everybody if there are still not days where I'm just squirming in my chair, you know, about all the things that I'm trying to do and whether or not I'm taking on too much, whether or not that's healthy. You know, am I paying attention to my health as well, right? And the people around me, and is it healthy for my organization? I still have a lot of questions. And I think that's normal. And that doesn't mean that you should stop. It just means maybe you need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe go find that business owner. Come talk to me. Come talk to David. you know, let's talk through it and see if we can help you just push you just a little bit over the edge to make you make that first move and find what you're looking for.
Well, I'd close this out by saying that I go back to thinking about something that you mentioned a moment ago, and that is the nurturing nature of this community, that it is a community that you can have those kinds of relationships.
Yes.
Where the scale's not so big that you're thinking, well, the person I really need to talk to is 45 minutes across town. It may seem like that some days.
It does.
Some days it takes me that long to just get to Christie's place and go postal. But I mean, you get the point there, is that you've got a close-knit group of folks who know that it's a little bit different here. You know, you've got to be a little bit hardier. You've got to be a little bit more resilient to make things work in an area that's weather dependent and tourism dependent. And we depend on so many different things to make our area work. There is value in finding people that know that drill and can talk to you about your place in that, but also how they have found success in that.
Let me give my chamber plug that I always give, because that's what I did when I came to this community. I walked right down to the chamber first thing and said, how do I get involved? And, you know, Dan Meyer at the time put me in Watauga Leadership Challenge. Mm-hmm. And from Watauga Leadership Challenge, I learned from some other people that were doing it and got to know some people. And that led to some relationships that I still have. And, you know, if you don't feel connected or you don't feel like you know exactly who to talk to, I think the chamber is a great place to start. You know, if you can make some connections there. So there's my chamber plug. You didn't even pay me for it.
I know. I mean, and you were made business of the year years ago. So it's not like you're trying to get us for that too. I appreciate the conversation. The insights, again, for us being here have been invaluable, very much helped us to have somebody to kind of couch some big decisions with over the course of these last few months. And one day we'll be out of here, I promise.
Well, congrats to you guys. I'm really looking forward to the new space. And that doesn't mean I want you out of here. It's been
right.
Great having you.
And it's James's day to do dishes, so let's pile as many of these things up as we can.
You got it. Let's do it.
All right. That's Chuck Eiler joining us from Peak Insurance. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, check us out on our website, boonechamber.com, for a continuation of this conversation. We enjoy connecting people with resources, with valued members that have been through circumstances. So if you've got that burning question, give us a call and maybe we can connect you with somebody that can help. All right, that does it for this special edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. Again, thanks to Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, everybody.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit appalachiancre.com.